He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Apologies for the technical difficulties. The Wi-Fi didn't want to work, and then we couldn't get the video to work. But hopefully now that we'll be able to do this for the rest of the service. If for whatever reason something goes down, we will record the service and we'll post it as quickly as we can. So that's the hope. So what we are following here on this Easter morning is Matins on page 219, and then also we've got Psalm 16 to do, Psalm 16. There's a couple little changes, though, in the order of Matins, and a couple little changes if you downloaded the bulletin from Facebook. We've got a couple changes on there, too, but I'll let you know when we get to those. So let us begin with our opening hymn, 457, 457. Page 219. 219. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O come, let us worship Him. It being Easter, instead of the Venite, and I know this is different than what is in your bulletins, but instead of the Venite, let us turn, if you've got a hymnal, to 461. 461, I know that my Redeemer lives. Comfort. Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O come, let us worship Him. Psalm 16. The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Jeremiah chapter 31. At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you will be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall adorn yourself with tambourines and shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when watchmen will call in the hill country of Ephraim, Arise and let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. There's a bit of a change for the epistle reading. I apologize for that. Just bear with me. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So is it with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. What is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. What is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, The first Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a living, life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, Greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The responsory for Easter is found on page 222. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, alleluia. We turn in our hymnals to hymn 458, 458, Christ Jesus lay in death's strong band. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the resurrection of our Lord is from our gospel reading of Matthew. So the women departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid." Thus far the text. Where is your victory, O death? Where is your sting? Tell me, where is it? Because I don't see it. Is it when Jesus was hanging on the cross? Is that where it is? When he was dying in pain and agony, with nails in his hands and feet and a crown of thorns upon his head, when a spear was driven into his side, perhaps that's the victory that you boast about. Surely it didn't look good for him. I'll give you that. Blood and sweat and tears and trembling. He did cry out. He did give up his spirit. He did declare, "It is finished." And then he did breathe his last. Is that the victory that you claim? Right there on that cross. Because there is victory there for sure. The strangest victory that there has ever been. But that victory is not yours. You can't claim it. But perhaps you mean that whole sin thing. Perhaps you think to lord that over him, that that will win the day for you. You have it right when you say that the wages of sin is death, and Jesus did hang there dead. He hung dead because upon him were the sins of the entire world, every single last one of them, from the Garden of Eden until the end of time, all of them upon him, upon his shoulders, upon his head. And because of that, he died. The correct punishment meted out upon the one, the man, who had the sins of the world. And more than that, he did become sin. He was sin. At that moment, he was sin. And so that you came for him. That was your right. You could do no other. He had to die. There was no other option, no other choice. And so you came and you claimed your prize. The God of the universe dead in your arms. Is that what you mean by victory? The law says that you're right. But there's another word to that story. And that word is the gospel. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. Perfect because he was without blemish. And without blemish because he fulfilled the law. Did you think that was when you won the day? Oh, death. I almost pity you. But maybe it's the grave, that cold and dead place of hollowed out stone. Maybe it was the burial shroud that you placed him in. Maybe it was that giant stone that you rolled in front of the tomb. Maybe it was the guards that you placed before his tomb, making sure that none of his disciples could steal away his body in the middle of the night and pretend that he was alive. Was it all of those things? Because those do tell a good story. They seem to prove your claim just as much as the silent dead man on a cross. Is that why you boast like you do, O death? The grave is quite compelling. Dead men don't rise from the dead. They stay dead. They have to. They must. They can do no other. Except, of course, for Lazarus. Did you forget about him? And Jairus' daughter and the widow's son from Nain. What do you say about them? Ah, but that doesn't matter, I suppose. You had the man who raised them from the dead in your grasp. Surely that was enough. Surely that was plenty of proof to claim victory. The victory that you shout from the rooftops. Or is your victory in Christ's descent into hell? Is that where you laugh? Is that where you stand with glee? Because you shouldn't, you know. In hell he preached a sermon of his own, one made for the demons and made them tremble in fear. One that made Satan cower in the darkness. On that cross, Jesus claimed the victory over sin as he paid the price for all of it nailed there, paid completely in the sight of God. Sin had no more victory than the demons did when Jesus went to the place that he had prepared for them and placed his foot directly on the devil's head. It's weird, I know. His body still laying in the tomb there. You must have thought that even though he defeated sin and the devil, he surely couldn't defeat you, death. You're the final enemy. You're the one that's greater than all the others. Were you quite sure of your victory, even there on that Saturday when Jesus lay deathly silent inside of your grave? Or did you know that he was coming for you too? Tell me truly, O death, where is this victory that you scream at us as we lay in our own graves, as our bodies waste away in the ground? Where is this victory that you whisper into our ears as we take our last and final breaths? Do you think that it's yours? Is that why you attack us like you do? I know it must be confusing for you. You see us suffering every day, coming that much closer to meeting you. You remind mothers that you're there every single time that they wipe their baby's nose, every single time that they muffle their cries with their breasts, every time they bandage skinned knees and mend broken bones. You cause husbands to remember that you're real every time they sit with their wife in a hospital room, every time they drive their spouse to chemo treatment, every time that they have to remind their wives who they are and where they are because of some horrible disease that's robbed them of their memory. Sure, death, you do your worst. And surely you must get a little bit of joy out of every car that crashes and every bomb that explodes and every virus that spawns. I know that you like the sound of wailing tears and muffled cries at all of the funerals that you attend. I'm sure that you're proud that every single day wives bury their husbands and fathers bury their daughters and sons bury their mothers and friends bury their friends. Is that why you seem so daunting? Because each day people welcome you into their homes as the most unwelcomed guest there ever was? Are all of these and so many other reasons why you lie to us and tell us that the victory is yours? Do you know nothing, O death? Need I remind you that Jesus is no longer in the grave? Surely you're aware of the fact that he burst forth from your tomb those many years ago. The grave could not hold him. Your stone was rolled away. The clothes of death were neatly folded and placed in a corner in an almost mocking fashion that said that they will never be worn again. You do remember that the guards fainted like dead men as the angel stood before them, and the ground shook because it could not hold the Lord of life. With joy I tell you, O death, that Jesus is risen. Body and soul he is risen. Man and God he is risen. And not only that, but ascended as well. Ascended into the heavens in his perfect body that still bears the marks of the cross. Perfect in life. Perfect in death. Perfect in burial. Perfect in resurrection and ascension too. He is not yours. You have no victory over him. He is alive. And all things, even you, O death, are placed under his feet. You are but his footstool. You are his slave. He holds the victory, not you. And surely you know what that means. I know that you do. Because he lives, so do we. His victory is our victory. His life is our life. His death is our death, and his resurrection is ours too. You have no victory, not even over us. We have the promise of the resurrection, even right now, even today. Oh, I know that you want us to think differently. I know that you will continue to speak your lies into our ears. You will continue to play that sham that you're the conquering foe. I know that you'll still get to show up at funerals and still lay heavy over cemeteries. I know that you'll still puff out your chest as we weep for the loved ones that we've lost. That you will still try to frighten us as we lay on our deathbeds. I know that you'll still do all of this. But you've been undone. All of your might, all of your power, completely undone in Christ. And he gives all of that to us. Every single last bit of it. Have your day in the sun, death. For soon you will become completely unraveled. Even right now you are fading away. For just like every single new day brings us closer to you, each and every single new day brings you closer to the last day where you will be swallowed up forever. Your tombs are but resting places for us. Our Lord sanctifies even them and uses them to keep our bodies in peaceful sleep until the last day. How does that feel? How does that feel now that God has made you his enemy and ours, and that he has made you an instrument for our good? You're nothing. Nothing more than a portal from the suffering of this life to God's glories eternal. You don't even get to keep our bodies because you couldn't keep his. You'll have to give them up. And we will be body and soul with our Lord. And you will be our footstool because you are his. Goodness, you're ours right now. Go on, O death. Tell us to be afraid. Our Lord has a better word for us. He tells us not to be afraid. Not to be afraid of even you. And our Lord's word is greater than yours because he is greater than you. Where is your victory, O death? Where is your sting? It's gone. It has been given to Christ and given to us. Death, you are dead. And I am not afraid. In the name of Jesus, amen. Again, instead of the Te Deum, today it being Easter, we're going to sing another Easter hymn. Let's turn in our hymnals to hymn 465, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds, 465.
Christ has triumphed. Alleluia.
never ending. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. We turn to page 227 for the Kyrie. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come to you. For the prayers for today, we are going to turn to page 288 for the litany, if you have a hymnal in your home. 288, the litany. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, have mercy. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, hear us. God the Father in heaven, have mercy. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy. Be gracious to us. Spare us, good Lord. Be gracious to us. Help us, good Lord. From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death, good Lord, deliver us. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit the Comforter, help us, good Lord. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, help us, good Lord. We poor sinners implore you to hear us, O Lord. To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit. We implore you to hear us, good Lord. To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed, we implore you to hear us, good Lord. To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage and to have mercy on us all. We implore you to hear us, good Lord. To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. To give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers. We implore you to hear us, good Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, we implore you to hear us. Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. O Christ, hear us. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, have mercy. O Lord, have mercy. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
We turn to hymn 941, 941.
Resurrection.
is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.